sound of Chet Huntley, the sound of Mel Allen, the sound of chartreuse. That's right. I said the sound of chartreuse. And I'm not pulling your leg or putting you on, if that's what you prefer calling it. But let's not get into a long discussion about it right now. Let's listen to this half hour of Monitor 66. And you'll hear all these sounds, plus the sound of, I know chartreuse is a color, and you'll hear it if you're patient. Thank you. I'm Ken Nordine, your host for the Sound Abounding Show, and here's the sound of music by the Ray Charles Singers.
This is one of those songs that you hear now and then. You don't know just where, and you don't know just when. It's one of those songs that are over and then. It's one of those songs that start playing again. Yes, it's just one of those songs that you hear for a while, that come into fashion and go out of style. It's one of those songs that you think you forgot, but it's one of those songs you cannot, because it's one of those songs that can make you recall a ride in the springtime, a walk in the fall, a day in the country, a night on the town, the sun coming up or the rain coming down, or else the evening you found in the morning you met the love of your life.
Chet Huntley reports, brought to you by Wynn's Car Care Products, to correct and prevent car trouble from radiator to gas tank. Here's Chet.
This past week, the President sent a recommendation to the Congress that appropriate $2.3 billion for a war on the slums of at least 70 American cities. It has become all too clear that this appropriation is only the beginning of many which the Congress will be called upon to make if our cities are to become livable communities. More on this in a moment.
Now, hear this. This is Mr. Motor talking to the moving parts in this engine. It's pretty cold out, and we're going to try to get started, so hang on. Sounds like groaning among you pistons.
It's so cold down here, we're not getting lubricated and can't get moving.
We better add a can of Wynn's friction proofing. It makes cars start fast in cold weather. It smooths and seals moving parts so they can move quickly and easily. Protects them against wear, eliminates the need of warming up a cold engine. Here comes Wynn's friction proofing.
Ah, we can feel its protection against friction already.
Let's try again. Smooth.
Wynn's friction proofing makes starting easier, eliminates the need for cold engine warm-up, guaranteed to satisfy, or your money back. It's one of many Wynn's car care products, each designed to prevent or correct a specific problem. Get it where you get gas or service.
So add a can of wind today.
Every city in this country is fighting a losing war at the moment. A war on poverty, a war on slums, a war on traffic, a war on water and air pollution, a war on unemployment, a war on juvenile delinquency, a war on drug addiction, a war on gangsterism, and so on and on. Everywhere the problem is the same, from Livingston, Montana to New York City. Cities have applied cigarette, liquor, and sales taxes on top of the traditional real estate taxes, and still there is simply not enough money. But where is the money to be found? A few cities have gingerly tried the income tax, but even that, heaped on top of state and federal income taxes, is not going to produce the required revenue. There is only one direction in which to turn, to the federal government, for it is, after all, the big tax collector. The cities have looked in vain to state governments. The legislators in the state capitals have been most reluctant to lay on heavier state taxes to provide for the needs of the cities, particularly when there are also some definite needs in the rural communities as well. It used to be that the railroads of the country were a tremendous source of tax revenue for states and counties and cities, but no more. And then, of course, the citizens of the towns and cities required less or wanted less. The railroads simply cannot pay the taxes and stay in business today. We have subsidized the automobile with fine highways and consequently put the railroads out of operation. It's a question whether we are really getting back from the automobile all we might in the form of licenses, gasoline taxes, and parking fees. The 5 cent or 10 cent charge for parking on streets, for example, does seem like a pittance. New York City, for example, has borrowed on its future to the tune of about $600 million, and today the city of New York is a poor credit risk. If the money fails to come from somewhere, evidently from the Congress, then the American city is going to become more of a jungle than it is at present. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You'll hear Chet Huntley again tomorrow on Monitor. And you can enjoy his informed comments all through the week, Mondays through Fridays on NBC Radio, which provides the best and most comprehensive broadcast news coverage every day of the year. As a matter of fact, since you're tuned to NBC right now, wouldn't be a bad idea at all to detach the tuning knob. Throw it away. You won't need it anymore, because NBC is ready, willing, and able to provide for all your listening needs. For instance, this tune for detaching tuning knobs by. On the Monitor Beacon. If you just tuned in, let me explain then that I'm your Monitor host, Ken Nardine. And I mentioned at that time that we were going to hear the sound of chartreuse in this half. Yes, I know it's a color. That's what the other listeners told me too, but we have something called the Monitor Coloring Book. And since Monitor is a radio show, we just had to make the colors audible. So listen to chartreuse. Chartreuse wanted to quit. Why not? Figured it would go off somewhere. Be by itself. Maybe let green or yellow take over. Get away from it all. That's what Chartreuse wanted. The world needs chameleons. What difference would it make in the immense design of things if certain feathers were some other color? Parrots wouldn't care. Nor would parakeets. But what about the leaves of rhubarb? Chartreuse began to tremble just thinking of the trouble rhubarb could make. You know rhubarb and the rhubarb that rhubarb could cause. So Chartreuse decided not to give notice, not for a while anyway. Besides, isn't that a nervous katydid over there that needs a new coloring? Of course. Chartreuse is gonna stay. Because it feels used. And so much for Chartreuse. Found its place in life. But what about magenta or turquoise? Will they find success and happiness? Or does disaster await them? You stay tuned for more of the Monitor coloring book later this evening. Find out what fate awaits them. But in the immediate future, the latest from Tony Bennett, something simple called Song from the Oscar.
Maybe September, I'll love again.
one moment, Mel Allen with a comprehensive sports report. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Luton's Cough Drops. Never, never chew, please.
My name? Doesn't matter. Let's just say I'm a highly paid executive of the Luton's Company. I must report to you that our campaign to discourage people from chewing Luton's Cough Drops is a partial failure. We've tried every way we know to get you chewers to dissolve Luton's Cough Drops slowly, so the medication can trickle down slowly, to give you temporary relief from coughs due to colds and minor sore throat. What can we do to make you understand? Should we engineer Luton's Cough Drops so that they make embarrassing sounds when you chew one, like this? Should we publish the names of known chewers? Those of you out there who chew Luton's Cough Drops, please write us your suggestions. Address your letter to me, Mr. X, the Luton's Never Chew Society, Luton's, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Now at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Ken. Very nice to have you on the show and very wonderful to be with you. You know, friends, Rhodes Scholar Bill Bradley, former Princeton and Olympic basketball star, tonight was named America's top amateur athlete for 1965, winner of the coveted Sullivan Award. Ralph Boston was second, Randy Matson third. Pro football, the new AFL Miami franchise named its head coach today, George Wilson, Washington Redskin assistant coach who directed the Detroit Lions to a 1957 NFL title. The Houston Oilers named their sixth coach in 7 years, Wally Lem, who resigned as coach of the St. Louis Cardinals 3 weeks ago, coached the Oilers to an FAL title back in 1961. An AFL trade, too. Three-time league punting champion Jim Frazier went from Kansas City to Boston in exchange for halfback Ron Burton. The Milwaukee to Atlanta baseball shift got a little more heated today. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Elmer T. Roller ordered the National League to show cause why Wisconsin's antitrust suit should not be advanced from March 7th to no later than February 21st. The new court order came in response to yesterday's action by the National League in directing the Braves to play next season in Atlanta. Judge Roller had previously ordered the Braves to remain in Milwaukee in 1966. Meantime, in Atlanta today, the Braves began selling tickets for their April 12th home opener. So around and around she goes, as the man once said, and where it stops, no one knows. Bowling, the $100,000 BPA All-Star Bowling Tournament is coming down the home stretch in Lansing, Michigan. A report now from Sam Levine.
Thank you, Mel. Only one bowler seems to be assured of a spot in the finals of the All-Star Tournament tomorrow, and he is three-time king and defending champion Dick Weber of St. Louis. Weber is leading the American division of the finals here with a comfortable margin of 369 pins over former champion Bob Strampy of Detroit. But the other three leaders are facing a battle to remain on top. Nelson Burton Jr. of St. Louis is first in the national division by a margin of 179 sticks over Roy Lowen of El Paso, Texas. The ladies' competition is even closer. In the American class, Laura Boxberger of Russell, Kansas, leads Joy Abel of Chicago by only 43 pins. And in the national division, Betty Rockwell of Revere, Massachusetts, tops Gene Winch of South Bend, Indiana, by just 19 sticks. Contestants receive a 50-pin bonus for every game they win, so the lead changes with almost every game. The winners of the four divisions will tangle for the All-Star crowns tomorrow. First prize for men is $15,000. First prize for ladies, $5,000. Should Weber win the title tomorrow, he will tie a mark set by his teammate Don Carter of St. Louis, who captured the All-Star crown four times. This is Sam Levine in Lansing for Monitor Sports.
Thanks, Sam. And friends, more on the All-Star Tournament tomorrow. College basketball results. Yale upset Columbia 88-69. Ohio State turned back Hardin-Simmons 72-64. Louisville crushed Bradley 103-71. Minnesota walloped Purdue 91-75. Duke over North Carolina State, 84-77. Princeton clipped Penn, 75-68. And St. John's bombed Pittsburgh, 74-51. A couple of sports names in the news. Tony Lima may have to undergo surgery for an ailing elbow if the condition does not improve in the next 10 days. If it does, he'll rejoin the golf tour in Arizona. South Africa's Gary Player named winner of the USGA's Bobby Jones Award for distinguished sportsmanship in golf in 1965. And, in appreciation, he won the Transvaal Open today. And that's the late sports news, Ken. Mel Allen here, friends, and now a word from State Farm Mutual. How do, Dave Garraway, for a moment. Have you run into any trouble in your car lately? Or has anybody run into you? Either way, it's trouble. And that's why State Farm Mutual has gone to the trouble to set up a coast-to-coast claims service network. No matter where a State Farm auto policyholder has trouble, he's only a phone call away from fast and friendly help. Now, if that's the kind of service you'd like to get for your car insurance dollar, see your nearby State Farm agent. It's no trouble at all.
For more features and news from the world of sports, stay with Monitor. According to the National Automobile Dealers Association, nothing is more important to everyone's driving safety than a well-planned, well-executed driver training program for our young people. NADA members supply more than 8,000 autos to these programs on a free loan basis to back up their words with action. How about you? You can do your share by initiating and supporting these school projects in your local communities. Time out now while we get the next Monitor Hour in place. My name is Ken Nordine. The latest in NBC Monitor News when we resume.
Monitor, the world at your fingertips on the NBC Radio Network. Here's a message from the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. During the past 10 years, local governments have spent $3 billion to build new waste treatment plants to fight pollution. This is a great accomplishment, and it has helped clean up many miles of precious rivers and shores. But have we spent enough? Unfortunately, no. We neglected water pollution for years while our population kept on growing and while our industrial and farm production kept on increasing. Now we must spend billions of dollars just to catch up. Construction costs continue to rise, up 80% in the last 10 years. So, the time to act is now. Support the fight for clean water in your community. To find out how, get in touch with the Water Pollution Control Agency in your state or write to Clean Water in Washington, D.C. Join the Yules weekday mornings on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. At 8 o'clock, the temperature in cloudy New York City is 23 degrees. Snow is expected at just about any moment.